Are you very spontaneous?
I'm a high risk taker, but I've seen that it had a chance. Shit, here we are today. Wow. Talking to Mr. Harriet, tap in. Yeah. It's a tough racket, man, especially because she's a girl. It's really scary nowadays because there's a lot of guys like you.
Is that something you could tell the newcomers?
Do your job, go out there, work as hard as you can, and don't listen to the naysayers.
Do you think you're going to get into acting?
We just got to see. I don't have the face that the girls have.
It looks charisma, come from though. The mama.
Yeah. She got the hustle from her dad. Yeah.
What's going on, you little apple pies? We're back. Today's a big episode. I got a big, big personality, but a great guy. We have Monty in the building. If you don't know who he is, it's Addison Ray's dad. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, man? Just enjoying this pretty weather. Glad to be here.
How are you feeling, bro? You good?
Feeling great, man.
Bro, you're always on a high vibe. I fucking love it, man.
Dude, I'm always going at it, 100 to nothing.
Damn. I pretty much just want to talk about your story, how you got to here, because I didn't realize how quick you guys kind of shot up overnight. Like, we were talking by the pool the other day, and this shit's been kind of, like, fucking crazy.
Yeah, the last year and a half been really wild, man, because Addison didn't even start TikTok till like, June of 2019.
Bro, a year and a half?
A year and a half, man. Well, that's about 2 years, but, like, six months was just her getting her feet wet in it, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it exploded.
So, walk me back. 2 years ago, you were just little old Monty just hanging out.
I managed dealerships, you know, and had done that for like the last 20 years. So we had done the same thing for 20 years, minus putting the kids in school and moving around a couple times. But and then out of nowheres, man, the opportunity came, and man, we loaded up the truck and shit, moved to Beverly.
Damn, bro. So like, did you even think like 2 years ago that like, hey, you know, my daughter's going to be probably an A-list celebrity and just like one of the most, like a household name. Like, did you ever think that?
In the beginning, when it started, like Sherry was like onto it. Sherry thought it was gonna be something.
Really,
I just thought they were crazy.
She just tapped into that.
She just tapped in, you know. But Addison tapped in too, you know. So as Addison was tapping in, Sherry was kind of getting more involved, and then it started to evolve real fast. And even in the beginning, you know, she'd be playing with it, and I thought everybody was nuts, you know, because you think about that, and who goes from zero to where she's at that fast? I mean,
doesn't happen,
you know. So you know, we had just actually moved to Baton Rouge, you know, and when we were in Baton Rouge, we moved down there so she could go to LSU. So she had auditioned for like the Tiger Girls, made the first round, got cut the second round. And I remember us coaching her up saying, you know, we're going to go back out there and just go to LSU. We all moved to Baton Rouge, you know, so we kind of always stuck together as a family.
Wow.
So we moved to Baton Rouge and we were going to put her in like some dance classes with the coach and hopefully make the team next year.
Damn. I mean,
you never know. And then out of nowhere, this thing blew up. I remember her coming home from, she came up here for Halloween, and she's like, Dad, I want to quit college and go to Los Angeles. And you're like, come on, be for real. You know, I mean, you got a good ride at school. Wow. They're paying for you to go to school. So we're all down. We just moved down there. You know, I had left a successful dealership I was at and just transferred to one that I had to like rebuild. And so over time, we were just like slowly rebuilding it. And then she comes up with this wild idea. At first, my wife really wasn't into it. Then I was kind of like on her side. We started talking about it, went and meet a counselor. Then shit, next thing you know, she comes to Hollywood.
That's crazy. So the whole family just backed it. Just put your money on it and just like, you know what, we're going to go with it.
Well, we sent her up here at first.
Yeah.
And then in December, we came up here. I remember it coming up December 31st of 2019. 6 days later, I freaking quit my job and moved back, went back home, got my two dogs and my two boys,
and we
all flew up here, and I mean, we've been in LA ever since, and it just kind of exploded.
Are you very spontaneous in that sense?
I'm a high risk taker, but I've seen that it had a chance, you know, like you've seen it was an opportunity. I really thought I should take a year off of work, and then, because Sherry always wanted to come to Los Angeles, so I figured I'd take a year off of work, come up here, get it out of our system, and probably go back and do my job. And shit, here we are today.
Wow.
Talking to Mr. Harriet, tap in.
Yeah, yeah, bro. I just think it's so bizarre, because for me, it was kind of like a similar situation, but I knew it was coming. Like, I knew that, like, that, you know, the Netflix show was going to happen. I didn't know I was going to be in quarantine or any of that stuff, but I was like, my life isn't going to be the same from this point forward. Was there a moment where you woke up and you're just like, shit, like this is actually happening? Like Addison is growing at a crazy rate. She's bringing the whole family. The whole family's being put on, like even the boys that got followers. Like,
that's right.
It's crazy. Was there a moment where you woke up and you're like, damn, like we kind of made it?
I still think it every day. Like every day when I wake up, because it's so real. Like we didn't have an opportunity where like you went on a reality show. So you were prepped for it.
Yeah.
Like, we just was doing a simple app. You know, who thought it would go from where it is now?
Yeah.
From where it was to where it is. I mean, it's like a dream come true. You know, I'm happy for her.
How much of it do you think is luck or just work ethic?
In the beginning, we did a ton, you know, so I don't want to say it was luck because it took a lot of work because it was like nonstop posting. And, you know, I mean, TikTok is, or Instagram, you have to comment back or like post or like, you know, comments. And so it's like a 24/7 job. I mean, this doesn't stop at all for her.
It's wild because I, you know, Warren from Triller.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, well, I was with him over the weekend and he was explaining, like, because we're obviously talking about Addison. I was like, it's actually incredible how quick she's transitioned from TikTok superstar to now essentially a real life
celebrity.
A-list, like very mainstream, a lot of mainstream media. And I was saying, like, that's a big transition because for me, I went from reality TV star to TikToker to now podcaster. So it's taken a lot of work, but for her to just skip like so many steps and just go straight to the real life stuff is crazy. And he was just telling me how hard she worked. He's like, she wasn't saying no to, like, she was collabing with everyone. She was, you know, networking like crazy and doing her thing, but wasn't like partying or drinking. She was just so focused on like meeting cool people, which is crazy. It takes a lot of work to be in this scene and stuff like that. How, like, what's your day-to-day life like change for you? Like as a dad, it's probably a lot harder now that there's like a lot of eyes on not only you, not only Addison, but the whole family.
It's like just dot your I's, cross your T's, because everybody is watching. But she's really wise, and I mean, she's made a lot of really good decisions, you know, through the process. So.
Is it hard as a dad to kind of see, like, say how some people talk about her, or just, I guess, like maybe if you think that, because I remember when I first met Monty, because if people don't know this, but me and Addison lived pretty close to each other, and I come up, and I remember you said to me, you were worried that I was...
Like, what the fuck's he doing on the floor? Like, I'm texting people. You know, Harry's on the floor. What's going on? I'm going down, but I'm coming right back up.
He was worried that I was seeing Addison because he's like, oh, this isn't good. Like,
yeah, we need to get him out of here.
Yeah, this is bad news. Call security. Bad news. Yeah. But I, like, do you find like that it's hard? Because I know like dads can be very protective.
Yeah.
And I guess you're very blessed with Addison because she's got a great head on her shoulders. She's very smart. But has there been moments where you've like got your heckles up and you're like, damn, like I want to like put this dude on the ground? Or...
Man, probably every day, because you always have somebody talking bad or saying something that's not true or just pushing in the wrong direction. I mean, it's a tough racket, man, especially because she's a girl.
Yeah,
you know, so I do want to be protective and mindful of who she's around or who she's with. You know, it's really scary nowadays because there's a lot of guys like you out there. Hey, no point intended.
But at least I'm transparent.
I'm messing with you. You're a good old boy, man. I've enjoyed this friendship that we've got.
Yeah, we're busting quite quickly.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I thought it was kind of crazy because you're doing a Forbes article, and I was telling the boys, I was like, it's kind of wild that the lady was like, come, like, go on Harry's podcast.
Yeah. And then the next thing you know, here I am. I'm sitting on it.
It's wild, bro. Are you worried about the boys? Like, do you think that this is how, like, you know, because it's kind of, they can't really... I guess they can, like, they can be like, you know, I want to be an engineer, I want to go do that. But are you worried about them like going through school and the motions and kind of having this attention? Because it's pretty hard. I know when I was like growing up and like I couldn't imagine the added pressure of like people being around me for the wrong reasons or like trying to figure out who my true friends are.
It's a tough racket out there, you know. Like even like since we've been in California, you got to think about it. We came out here in December of 2019. The world shuts down in March.
Yeah.
You know, so like when we first got out here, we experienced some bad traffic. You know, we're kind of just running around trying to get our feet wet and filling out the area, and then before you know it, everything shut down, man. So we had started homeschooling them, like in 2019.
Damn.
And then, or in 2020, the beginning, when we first moved up here. Wow. So that was kind of like a blessing, because when everything shut down, we were kind of already in a little system. you know, to teach them at the house.
Has that been hard?
Yeah, it's a tough racket, man. Homeschooling's tough. Being at home, confined, it's tough. I mean, COVID changed the world, you know, how we look at it.
It's wild, but
Even I find people are scared now that it's starting to reopen. You know, some people are getting anxiety or getting freaking, you know, they're tripping out over it. They don't want to go back into society.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a weird time, to be honest. Is. Like, I've had moments where I've been like, damn, I kind of wish I could just, like, lock in and be back at home and, like, hang out with my friends again and stuff. And because it's also, like, very intimidating when you have, like, a whole bunch of people coming up to you. Like, because I was, I was at Vegas in the weekend and I was by the pool. And I was just with my normal friends, like, and sometimes I forget, like, that there's eyes on me. And, bro, I was, we were drinking, we were carrying on like idiots. And I was like, damn, like, this is kind of scary. Like, anything I could be doing, like, and my boys that I was with, like, they're pretty wild. They're not, like, one of them was my friends and I was just being with their friends. And they were doing some crazy shit. Like, they were spitting in people's mouths, like, going crazy, like, throwing shots everywhere, throwing money at people, like, people were twerking. And I was like, damn, any video from this weekend could get me in a whole bunch of trouble, like people filming me and shit. So I had to leave. Right
always.
Away.
I mean, there's always different angles. You know, you look at something scary. And it's not even what they're portraying. And then they do. You know, you're on reality TV. They take three clips and they make one video.
Yeah.
And even though none of the things went together, they made it look like it all went together. And then it's a big shit that wasn't even a shit.
You're like, damn.
Damn. Yeah. That wasn't even that. It was this. And then you want to justify it. Ain't nobody listening to it.
You get in trouble.
You're too late. It's done blasted out over 10 million people seen it.
Yeah.
And everybody's drawn their own conception of it or their own opinion of it.
Yeah.
And then it's over, man. No matter what you said or how it was played out, you're still in the wrong.
Yeah, you can't win.
You can't win.
Do you think you're going to be in L.A. for a while or you are going to move back? Is it Louisiana?
Louisiana.
Damn.
I don't know, man. We'll just see how everything's going. Everything seems to be skyrocketing. So I'm sure as long as it's going good, we're going to stay.
So you no plans going back to dealership? You're done with that lifestyle?
I don't know. No, you never know what tomorrow holds.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? I could definitely buy a car off you.
Yeah, no, it was houses. We sold manufactured houses. Homes.
No way.
Yeah, it was a big business, man.
Holy shit.
I'd done that for 20 years, so it's all I've done since 99.
Really?
Yeah, so even to quit my job and come up here, everybody I knew literally said, dude, you're freaking crazy. You know, I had a really good job. We were the Berkshire Hathaway owned company, so we wasn't no small out. We were the biggest in the business.
Wow.
And when I was quitting, everybody's like, dude, you fell on your head. You're freaking nuts. And then, you know, you'd look at it 6 months later, everybody's saying, I want to come visit you. You know,
I want to be your friend.
I want to be your bud. You know, we're on the way. You know, what are we going to do? You know, so it's just been a complete flip.
Have you always been like that? Because I have that mindset. Look, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Like if you want to do something different, you have to change. Like,
you just take a risk, man.
Have you always
taken
like
a
shot?
Yeah, I've always been a risk taker. You know, like only because, in order to stay the same, like if I want to stay the same in the same spot, I got to be changing. That's just to stay the same. Because if you don't, you're going backwards. Yeah. You know, so for us to take a shot, I mean, it was just a shot. What's the worst thing that can happen? I'd just go back and get my job back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But then it took off, man. I'd done it for I was set with the company. You know, it's a good company. You know, it's easy for me to go. I go back right now. You know, it's good old boys, you know. But do I want to? No, man, this is way too much more
you're
fun.
You're living life. You're having so much fun.
We're living the dream, you know.
What's been the biggest, most drastic change? Because for me, when all this stuff was happening, I had to get like a manager. Now we're looking at like we have a publicist now and stuff. What's been the most crazy thing that you've had to like construct a team around or in that sense?
Just adapting, you know, going from zero to like a star level, you know, in the blink of an eye, you know. So for us, it's just adapting to the environment that's around us, making sure we're doing what we're supposed to do or not doing what we're not supposed to do or just kind of, I guess, going in the right direction, man. It's, you know, as far as for hiring people, man, I enjoy that. I think hire somebody for everything to where you take a little bit off your plate because, you know, the pressure's on right now. I mean, it's always on. I mean, like everything you do, like you go eat somewhere, they're trying to take your picture. I'm driving in that Jeep that's painted with fruit on it right now.
I mean, see that.
Yeah. That's what I'm in right now.
What is that?
It's just, they gave it to Addison as a gift, you know?
What, Jeep gave her a painted?
No, ZHC.
Oh, bro, I was gonna say.
No, but so like I'm driving it right now. You know what I'm saying? And in that Jeep, I'm laughing all the time because I say, you know, when we get in it, I say, you know, 2 to 10 people are gonna take a picture of this Jeep today while we're in it. Yeah, well, and that's every day you're in it.
It is pretty crazy. Like,
even, yeah, it's intense, man. Even people who don't know what it is, they love it. But then the people who, I mean, I on YouTube or just in this, like watching what people do, they are all over that old Jeep.
Yeah, bro. Because I think I saw it parked outside the building, and I was
It's crazy.
I was like, "What the fuck is going on here?" Then I saw
fruit,
the name.
Fruit all of it. Yeah. Then right. Addison on the hood, Addison Ray.
Yeah. I was like, "Damn, you can see it coming a mile away."
Yeah. Then they get on the side of it. They put the window. They get the dad. Yeah. They're like bummed out. Yeah, you know, still take a picture.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But it's just a different time right now.
It must have been pretty crazy. Has it been, you know. Like, there's a lot of, like, obviously mental pressure when it comes to stuff. Has there been moments where you've been, like, questioning any of this stuff?
Man, it's a tough racket because always there's hate out there, you know? Yeah. Instead of, anybody would take that opportunity. You know, if anybody who's hating on her or saying she doesn't deserve it or anybody would, if they were given that opportunity, well, let me not say anybody, but a large percentage of the people would be blessed to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
So to just rough her up or beat her up over her, you know, being successful, I mean, what's wrong with being successful? You took a shot at something that most people wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Like you think about it, like literally 5 of us moved up here on a whim. That was strong, man.
That's a good family.
Yeah, but it's tough. But do you want to leave, you know, at the time she's 19? There's no way she could.
Damn.
You know, when we first sent her up here, like in November, you know, I was thinking, are we losing our mind?
Yeah.
You know, she's up there by herself. You know, what are we going to do? You know, I had just moved to Baton Rouge. So I was just settling into a job down there. See, it's just a tough racket doing it, you know? Do I let Sherry come up here and just sit with her?
Yeah.
Me stay down in Louisiana with the boys? I mean, we didn't know. We had a lot of difficulty or a lot of forks in the road, you know, but it led us to where we're at right now. So
as a dad with this type of attention on your kid and obviously, you know, a lot of comments and opinions, what like advice would you give for maybe there's a dad that's listening or a parent that's listening that their kid's maybe getting some sort of TikTok fame or anything like that? What type of advice would you, looking back maybe at the start of this, what would you tell yourself?
Don't read the comments.
Don't read the comments.
because they'll read all these comments. And I mean, dude, I'm used to getting talked shit on or, you know, I was in an industry where, we had, you know, a lot of service, like, always someone unhappy.
Yeah.
You know, but they're not used to that, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, they take it to heart, you know? And then girls are more sensitive, you know? And maybe some guys are sensitive too, like me, I can read it all day long, and it wouldn't really. Maybe if I read it nonstop, I don't pay much mind to it.
Yeah,
you know, because I see what it does to them.
Yeah,
you know, it's hurtful. It's bad. I mean, like I said, anybody with that opportunity would be blessed.
100%
to take a shot, you know, and then have their family follow, and to where did, you know, I mean, that made her. I'm sure it made her way more comfortable.
100%, bro. You have to think like there's a lot of kids that just come out here and their parents like kind of disown them. Like even my mom doesn't even understand what I do. Like she like gets it in some sort of sense because I made it in the local paper back home in our like little hometown. But like some parents just don't get it. They're just like, cool, we want to stay in our way. So I commend you. I think that's absolutely crazy that the whole family just was like, you know, we're gonna back her and come out. I think it's fucking
and you
wild,
know,
bro.
Too, a lot of parents don't understand. Like, because we see it. You know, you think Addison went straight vertical.
Yeah.
You know, when she goes vertical, she pulls everyone up in the family. You know,
yeah.
Like you even laughed about it a minute ago and said even the boys got, I mean, millions of followers.
It's
Or, you know, you hear people like they'll say, "We love you, Lucas." You know, like they're yelling it out of a car or they're yelling it from a stand or something somewhere. And you know, the other day he looks at me, it's the cutest thing ever, and he's like, "Dad, you know, this is really kind of cool, you know."
Yeah.
And you got to think he'll never know what it was like to not be like that. Like Enzo's 13, so like he grew up without it, you know. So he can see the difference.
Yeah.
Whereas Lucas, that little sucker, he'll never know the difference.
Damn. Bro.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. Hopefully, it shines on him for his whole life.
He's always gonna be shining. That's why.
Hopefully, he shines forever. You know.
Are you worried about child star syndrome? You know, you see all these child actors that grow up, be all messed up, like Macaulay Culkin and all these people.
Man, I don't know. It's just stressful even thinking about it. Yeah. I ain't even talking about it. You know, yeah. Then my wife would key in on it.
Oh, sorry, I brought it
that's
up.
All right, yeah, that's yeah. all right. That's all right.
Stress him out over here. Nah. That's a good question.
He's got you guys, though. So, you know, I think a lot of these child stars, they kind of just get sucked up by Hollywood, like you guys were saying, but you like guys me. Are there for him. Yeah.
And luckily, we stuck together and hung it out, man. Yeah. You know, and hopefully it continues to grow, you know.
What's been like I guess kind of what's happening, what's going to come next with Addison and the family? Because she's acting now, she's doing music, there's just so many like layers to what's going on, like very diversified.
Dude, I don't know, she just made that transition, you know, like from a TikToker to literally a celebrity, you know. I mean, she's all over.
It's wild, bro, because a lot of these TikTok kids just stick to one lane, and it's actually incredible to see, you know, we got acting coming up. There's music, hosting. There's just so many, like reality TV.
I don't know about that.
No, it was your Kim Kardashian. I was like,
no, I'm messing with you.
But like, that's been incredible. Is there any moments where you just like, where you just keep getting impressed? Like you're just like, this is just.
Dude, it's like I said, every day, man, you wake up.
Yeah.
And it's every day something new because the way the world's evolving and how fast social media is, or the internet reacts. I mean, it's just nonstop. I mean, every day you get on the internet, you're reading shit, you know?
And yeah.
If it's bullshit or if it's some real life stuff, I mean, you know, hopefully we get into a lot more things. You know, I'm excited to see where the road leads us. I mean, we're still, we got blank chapters in the book.
Wow. What do you think is going to come next?
I don't even know.
You're going to go to the moon?
I would. Dude, no, we talked about it.
No way.
Not the moon, but you know, you're out there doing space travel right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no telling what's next.
Virgin Galactic.
Did you see that?
That was what, a good is it like 200,000 to go right now?
I think for his, it is. You know, yeah. I was reading about it. Did he go up yet? I think he went up already.
He did up. He had a great speech about like dreaming bigger and stuff like that. I was very inspired. It also did look like a movie though, like it looked like Star Trek. They had their little suits on and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. But how long did it go up for? Wasn't it like 14 minutes?
Yeah, it's pretty short. But if I was where you guys were at financially, I'm there.
Yeah, come on.
What's the best advice you could give to, you know, maybe there's a young Addison that's coming up now? Like, what's something that, you know, looking back from a outside perspective of, you know, Addison's work ethic and hustle, like, is there something you could tell the newcomers?
Do your job, go out there, work as hard as you can, and don't listen to the naysayers, because everyone's going to tell you it can't be done. But I mean, we're like living through that right now, where people are out there being successful, you know, making a difference, you know. And you know, and that's the whole thing. Hopefully we get in positions where we're able to give back more and help out and do things that we really thought we'd never have an opportunity to do, that we read about, you know. We're experiencing so many things right now. It's just really cool to live it.
Do you think you're going to get into acting or hosting or anything like that?
Man, no telling what's come up. Yeah. We talked about it a few times, but we just got to see. I don't have the face that the girls have.
I don't know. You're glowing. You're a happy guy. I can see it.
They got the looks, you know. Yeah. She got the hustle from her daddy.
Yeah.
the looks the come from though. The mama. Yeah. High spirit dad. Yeah. You know?
But you're doing some pretty big investing right now. You got was it a mining company you're telling me?
Yeah. We were in a Griffin. It's a mining company. It's like a clean way to mine for cryptocurrency, which is kind of a big thing right now.
How do you have a clean way to mine for cryptocurrency? That seems
interesting. They just do like, they don't put a carbon print. No, get out. They try to use like clean energy.
Oh, wow.
You know, like solar or hydro, or, you know, to where it's like when you're mining, you're burning a lot of energy, you know, so it's, it affects fossil fuels, you know, like oil and gas and all of that.
Damn.
You know, so it's just a clean way to mine. So they have like a really
big mining facility somewhere, and it's like on solar panels or whatever.
Yeah, but hydro, I mean, it's just a really good setup.
Damn. And when did you get into that? Have you always wanted to get into crypto mining?
You just watched it over time, you know, slowly started developing. I mean, who would think Bitcoin or any of the coins out there, Dogecoin, would do as well as they're doing? But right now, they're really holding their own.
Wow, bro. That stuff's exciting, because for me, like, I'm interested in it, but I just don't have the mental capacity to learn about it. So I like learning from my friends and stuff, because my attention span is so little. But Are you doing like any big investing? Is that your day-to-day now, or is it more so just like working with the social media stuff and keeping that stuff moving forward?
Really, we're just trying to dab into a few things, you know? So we're looking at companies to purchase. We're looking at, you know, ways where we could, you know, make the money work for itself. You know, there's a lot of things that we're doing out there that we just didn't have an opportunity to before.
Yeah.
You know, so now, and like I said, it's coming in so fast, man, shit, we're just holding on.
Wow.
You know, trying to make it, you know, keep going in the right direction.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be crazy to have the Addison Rae family back in a company, especially like, you know, crypto mining and stuff like that. That's wild. Have you like been doing any investing before, or is it kind of just all happened now that it's all coming towards you?
Well, right now, you know, just like everybody else in the world, we had regular jobs, you know, and Sherry stayed home with the kids, you know, we just made sure our kids were doing well. I had a good 401k set up, you know, so we were just like, I mean, pretty much everyone else out there in the world. So it's just blessed to have this opportunity to all come up here and reach the level of success that we have.
Yeah, man. And it's actually so bizarre how it kind of just happened overnight, because a lot of people dream of that type of success. So like,
it's insane how it happened, like out of nowhere, man.
Yeah. Well, what do you think the next 5 years looks like for you?
It's hard to say, man. Just continue to grow and hopefully get more opportunities and start up more businesses and continue to, you know, hopefully we stick it out and hang in together.
Damn, bro, it's gonna be a wild next few years. But I think we're chilling by the pool. You said you kind of just want to get that next deal and then move back home.
No, you never know what's gonna happen. You know, but I just want to keep moving. You know, like I just want to, you know, get to where we're really stable. You know, and I mean, we're on a good pace right now. As long as we keep doing all the things that we're doing, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I think you guys are definitely on top. Is there going to be a Rae reality show? Rae
you
family?
Never know what. I don't want to be leaking all the information. You never know what's out there. You know?
I can see you. I feel like you'd be a fun
man
to
nuts,
watch.
Man.
Would you do a podcast?
Who knows? We talked about it a little bit, you know. But I would love to do a podcast, you know. I think it would be really cool to get on here and just talk smack, you know, or laugh about what's going on in the world. There's so many things that are going on all over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nonstop, you know, so...
Yeah.
We'll see where we end up at.
Damn, bro. I can definitely see it. Well, Monty, it's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much for telling the family, the people, about a little bit more kind of what goes on behind the scenes. But is there anything you want to plug? Anything you want to drop?
Dude, just happy that we're tapping in. Yeah. Tapping in with Harry.
There he is. That's my guy right there.
That's right.
Legend. Thank you so much. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. But go give Monty a follow.
Monty Lopez. On Instagram and Monty J. Lopez on TikTok.
There we go. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.